104.3 The Breeze with Simone. Joining me is Manu Sandhu, who is the festival producer of the International South Asian Film Festival, also known as ISAF. Hello, Manu. How are you?
I'm doing great, Simone. How are you?
Good. Another year and exciting to once again have the festival upon us.
Definitely another big year for us.
Yes, sounds like it. Can you walk us through what's in store for this year in terms of the theme and what to expect?
Definitely. The first thing I want to that I'm really excited about is that we have a whole brand new team that we're working with. We have a new artistic director, Pulkit Dutt, from New York. He's working with us. We have team members from LA right now, Toronto, Calgary. So we've really opened up to international, grounds for our festival to grow, which is a really exciting time for our festival. Our theme this year is Pathbreakers. You being in the industry yourself, you know it took you so long to be where you are today. You had to go through so many hassles, so many, things that you had to break the silver glass ceiling yourself. So those are the people we're recognizing this year, are people that broke those barriers, dug that ground up for the next generation to do really well in the industry. So Pathbreakers, that's why we chose the name Pathbreakers, so we could really highlight a lot of our people that have been working really hard in the industry. So that is what's different from last year.
Oh, that's a great theme. You're so right. There's so many of us that faced a lot of adversity and had a lot of hurdles to get through to get to where we are. Now, Manu, tell me about the movies that you're most excited about this year.
We're doing a Canadian premiere for our closing film, which is a Pakistani-Canadian film, which has gone to Cannes. It's walked the red carpet at TIFF. It's called In Flames of Zarar Khan. That's a really exciting film for us this year because, working in connections with TIFF and WIFF, we want to bring those big titles for our audience to be able to see and, of course, promote Canadian talent. Really excited about our closing night film. We're also doing a retrospective on a film I'm sure you've heard of. It's called Lunchbox. Kind of changed the dynamics of how North America viewed India in terms of filmmaking. When Vineet Monga did that film, that story, Ritesh Batra is the producer, director of that film. He's going to be coming and having a conversation about Lunchbox at our festival. I'm really excited to have him here, host him here. That is a beautiful piece that we're doing a 10-year anniversary for this year. Also, we have Miss America from 2013. Who you've probably heard of, lost Nina DeLauvery. She's bringing a film called Complexion, which is playing on Saturday, the 30th. Really excited about having her in the audience and bringing her film. And lastly, we're doing a Canadian premiere for a really big Punjabi film called Sardara and Sons. We have a lot of local talent here. Canadian actress Kanika Sassen, she's a leading lady in that film with Sarb Nagra, who's our directorial debut he's doing for that film, with Nuclear Production. So four of my really big highlights for the festival.
Ooh, I'm hoping to catch some of those. That's a lot to look forward to. And not only do you have the films during the film festival, there are panels that you can be a part of and listen in on, as well as there's the opening gala where you're laying down the purple carpet. Tell me a little bit about that.
Definitely. I think since we've done the festival, opening night has always been the biggest event for us. That's where really the business happens, the community grows, people meet each other, networking happens, and that's what we want. We want to connect mainstream audiences to our local South Asian talent, and I have been pretty much behind that for a very long time. And I feel like, this is my ninth year running the festival, and we're seeing the fruits of all of our hard work because there's studios that are coming to our festival this year. There's production houses that, we couldn't really get into before are coming as sponsors for the festival this year. So really excited to make those connections. So the gala is going to be a purple carpet themed gala. You'll absolutely love it when you come this year.
Really looking forward to the gala, which is Friday. Of course, the International South Asian Film Festival opens up this Thursday. You can get more details at isaff.ca. Thanks so much for your time today, Manu.
Thank you, Simone. Take care. See you soon.